In the pollinator corner, USDA says more information is being discovered now in its Agriculture Research Service labs in Maryland about some of the mixed bag of causes coming together to challenge honeybee populations. In one specific study, for example, fungicides seem to be one factor that might be increasing honeybee susceptibility to the Nosema parasite.
We think of insecticides, things that would kill insects, but this was a fungicide, which usually is sprayed on crops to protect the bloom from wilt and things like that. So in the past, we haven't thought of fungicides as being particularly detrimental to bee health, but this study and a few others actually have clearly shown that fungicides can be of concern.
Ag Research Service entomologist Jeff Pettis explains more about the background of the research and points out that earlier research already noted many factors play a role in honeybee health.
We've been doing a lot of work just trying to understand honeybee health and what may be going on, why the bees may be weak or dying. And one thing that we see in general is that colonies where bees are dying have high pathogen loads, things like viruses, bacteria, fungi, things like that in their body. But we don't think those things are acting alone. We think they're kind of opportunistic and taking advantage of a weak host. So we've been looking at other, what I'll call primary stressors on the colony, things like poor nutrition, pesticide exposure, parasitic mite feeding, something that might weaken the bee, and then these pathogens are actually just taking over and kind of acting secondarily to kill the bee. So that's been our thought process for a number of years now, trying to look at these interactions.
And as far as the separate, more specific fungicide study, Pettis adds.
And this most recent study that I headed was just that. It was just looking at if bees are on a crop and they have pollen coming in from that crop, if it has certain pesticides, fungicides, or whatever on it, are they then more susceptible to, in this case, this one pathogen? It's a pathogen that lives in the gut. It's actually classified as a fungi, but it's a gut parasite. And so we did show in one case, in particular with a fungicide, that they were more susceptible to infection with that parasite.
Again, that's entomologist Jeff Pettis at USDA's Agriculture Research Service facilities in Maryland. Gary Cooper, Southeast AgNet.